Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
All right, ladies, it's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach, and we are bringing you more tips on how to find your Mr. Right and be on your way to happily ever after with him. I am going to be doing a new series on Wednesday nights for you. This one is called DWB. Dating While Black. This is for the sisters, because I know that things are just a little bit different for us out there in some ways, and all the advice that we see and all the stuff that we read about dating and relationships may not actually be geared towards us. So I've got a treat just for you. So come back next week for the start of my new series, Dating While Black. So today we're talking about tapping into your femininity, though. This is part three. If you did not get to hear parts one and two, stop right now. Go back and listen to them right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to part three later. But before I get into part three, I want to tell you about a couple of events I have coming up. This is April, and you know we're going to Paris in a couple of weeks. It's like 18 of us going, 18 women going to Paris. So you missed out on that, but that's okay because I do trips all the time. In fact, it is not too late for you to get in on my Love Attraction Retreat, which will be this June in the Hamptons. It's the first weekend of June. I have a spot left. So if you are interested, then please go to my website at KikiStrickland.com and look under events and you'll see retreats. And the retreat is listed, and you're able to put in your deposit right away because actually most of the ladies going have already paid in full, and you will have to get your full payment in by the end of this month. But there is still time. So think about it. Get back to me. Register on the website if you would like to join us. This is for women who are single. We will be working on our love lives while we are in the Hamptons. We will be doing a few fun things too, of course, but it is for single ladies who want to improve their love lives. I am also offering a workshop in the month of May called Dateology. This is where we will be talking about everything there is to know about dating the process. Who to date, where to go on dates, how the first date should go, how to make sure you get a second date, what should be happening on the dates after the first date, all of that. So it's going to be on Monday nights at my office in May. Again, you can register for that or find out more on my website at KikiStrickland.com, and that would be under events. Don't forget, if you need one-on-one help, work with me in my program, my Married in 2 Years or Less program. You can actually sign up for a free consultation about the program if you go to KikiStrickland.com and click on the program. It's a little form that you fill out, and it just gives me a little bit of details about you, what's going on in your love life right now. And I send you my calendar link so that you can self-schedule a time for our little 15-minute chat about the program to see if it is a fit for you. The program has been great. I always tell you guys, I had two ladies get married last year, and I already have some engaged this year. So if you want to be headed down the path to marriage in the next couple of years, then let's get started. And then for those of you that aren't ready for the program or maybe it's not in your budget, you could at least join my groups. I have a Meeting Mr. Right group for single ladies, and I have a Keeping Mr. Right group for ladies who are in a relationship but not married yet and want to make sure that it actually does lead to engagement and marriage. You don't want to be dating him forever. You want to make sure that you are on the path to permanency. All right, so I'm not going to recap parts 1 and 2 again. Go back and listen to those before this one. I'm just going to roll right into part 3 because I have a lot to cover. We are talking about femininity, using your femininity to help you meet your Mr. Right. And I talked about the 5 issues that I see some of my clients or different ladies who've come to me, the issues around femininity. We covered that already, so I won't go back over it. I will point out the commercial that I like. There's a commercial. I just saw it last night. It's a woman who's in the military. She's, I don't know if she's getting ready to jump out of a plane or what, but she's like standing in the hallway and she's talking about the element of surprise. And she turns out she's getting married and she's standing at the bridal shop in her beautiful gown looking gorgeous. And she's saying, yeah, the element of surprise. I don't even recognize myself right now. She looks beautiful. And then she says, boom, like this is the dress. Hey. But, you know, we shouldn't have to wait until we're getting married to get that pretty and to do it up. I recommend to my clients, if they are not very feminine, if they do not dress up sometimes, I give them the task of once a week getting a little bit more feminine, putting on some pantyhose and some heels, a dress, at least a skirt, getting your hair done, wearing it down if you always wear it in a bun. Let's put some curls in it and wear it down. Put on a little bit of lip gloss, a little bit of makeup. Just one day a week. If you're really not accustomed to getting glammed up, then we will take baby steps and we will just do it once a week for a little while. And what usually happens is the women get so much attention. People are treating them so much differently when they're dressed up that they realize, oh my goodness, this is like a different world. Nobody paid attention to me when I didn't have on makeup and when I had my hair in a bun. But when I get dressed up and I look a little bit more feminine, all of a sudden men are trying to open the door for me. Even the women treat me differently. So I said all that just to say it works. When you look pretty and a little bit more feminine, people treat you differently. At least do it for church. So maybe you don't want to do it for work, but Sundays, maybe for going to church, you could get a little bit dressier. And at least once a year, get really, really glammed up. Like I was talking about the lady, the military lady who was getting ready to get married, and she didn't even recognize herself. Do it once a year, maybe for New Year's Eve, or maybe for your birthday. I know some people make a big deal out of their birthday. So get something like an evening gown. I know when maybe around September, I like to get ready for New Year's Eve and I go out shopping, even though the first time I go out is just to window shop, try on a few things. I'm not going to buy anything. I'm doing my research. So I might even go into somewhere really nice and try on some expensive dresses that I'm not even planning on buying just because I want to see how I look in them, how the material, the fabric feels, because I might try to get something similar at a lower cost. But when I go in and I try on these gowns, I take a photo of me while I'm in the dressing room, in the dress, and then I keep those for later so that I can go back and look over, oh, yeah, look how this looked on me. This is the style that actually looks great, and I'm going to find something like it, but at a cheaper place, like Marshall's or Ross or TJ Maxx. So that's something that you can just do to try to tap into your beauty and your elegance that you don't see every day. Of course, and these are just the external things. I am going to go over the energy again because I know most of you are wondering more about the masculine and the feminine energy. So I am going to cover that. But first, I just want to talk about it's getting warmer. We're going to be pulling out more heels and sandals. Make sure you get pedicures this summer so that your feet will be nice and soft and pretty. Pick some nice polish. It doesn't cost a lot to go get a pedicure. You can even go somewhere like a Veda, which is a school, a beauty school, and you can get a pedicure for $15. And they even give you the polish there. So you can't beat that. Get some cute shoes for the summer. And if you know me, you know I don't believe in shoes that are painful. I do not wear the little stilettos and the little tiny things that cut into your feet. No, can't do it. But I do like sandals that have a heel on it, or wedge heels, or the kitten heel, anything that's a little bit sturdier, but cute and feminine. If you think about even Olivia Pope on Scandal, she wears a lot of business suits, and they're really high-powered suits, but she always has on heels with them, and that's what makes it look more feminine. I have never seen her in a pair of flats. So even if you don't wear skirts and dresses, put on some nice shoes with your pantsuits, and it gives you more of a feminine look. We talked already about colors and all of that, so I won't go back over that. But let's talk about perfume and lotions and oils and even air freshener for your car. Your car should smell feminine. Candles for your home. It's the small things, the small details. Look at a wedding. It's really the details that make up the person's femininity. I know one lady who likes to have fresh flowers in her house every week. And that doesn't cost much either. You can get the little, the roses and the flowers that are sold at the Metro. They're only $5 for 6 roses. I personally like to have a wreath on my door. Right now I have a spring wreath, and it just has some yellow and lavender flowers in the wreath. I also have some flowers in the area in front of my door. People know a woman lives here. It definitely looks feminine. Even though I'm married, my husband is okay with it being a little feminine out there. I don't try to go overboard because, yes, he lives here too. You can definitely tell the houses where just a man lives there usually, because there's like no color outside, no flowers, nothing decorating the outside. It's just kind of bland. But you want to even express your femininity at your house, on the outside. This is your domain. This represents you, hopefully. It's supposed to. So put some feminine touches around your house. I do want to talk about some girls that are too girly or maybe childish, more of like the little girl instead of womanly, because we don't want you to be operating in like a little girl femininity. We want you to be operating in a grown-up femininity, a sophisticated adult femininity. So if you tend to lean more towards a younger type of femininity, let's try to outgrow that and move into adulthood in your femininity. And by that I mean, you know, if you have like a whole bed full of teddy bears, it might be time to put the majority of those teddy bears in a box and maybe keep one or two of your favorite ones in the room, but not a whole bed full of stuffed animals at your age. If you only wear the kind of underwear, the panties that come in a package like the Hanes with balloons or teddy bears on them, maybe it's time to upgrade to a sexier adult style. I know that I tend to like Nordstrom's Rack. They have all different styles of bras and panties on their racks, and they usually are pretty good prices where I get them. They have all different kinds of lace and, oh, just beautiful stuff, and they might be $3 for a pair of underwear. So start shopping and start picking out sexier, more adult stuff, if this is you. I know there are a couple of you that might fall under that category. But on that same vein, as far as underwear, and I want to talk briefly about, we'll call it lady gardening. I had a friend who said she really didn't pay too much attention to her body down there, meaning she really wasn't doing anything. And you really, ladies, you want to shave, you want to wax. I don't care if you're using Nair or Sally Hansen or Nee or any of those products, but you need to shape it. You want to remove any kind of facial hair, definitely if you have any hair on your face. And I know that I tend to have thick sideburns, so I have to use something to take that off of my sideburns. Whenever I start to see hair growing there, I take it off. You do not want to have any facial hair, mustache, anything like that. You can remove it. You can get waxing done, or you can do it yourself. But definitely remove that. You want to look feminine, and men have facial hair. Women are not supposed to. Definitely shave under your arms. There have been a few times when I've noticed ladies have had hair under their arms, and that is definitely masculine. You don't want to have any hair there or on your stomach or anywhere that it should not be. But back to down there, yes. You want to pay attention to that area and make sure it looks neat and nice. There are many different things you can do. I have heard of the landing strip, the martini glass, the Bermuda Triangle, which is different than the martini glass. There's a style called the mohawk. There's the postage stamp. There's the heart shape, which you might have noticed in that commercial where the three ladies walk up to the plant and two of the ladies are trying to chip away at the plant, and this other lady has the electric razor, which just grooms it right into this beautiful heart shape. You can do those kind of things. Or you can go bare. That's fine, too, the Brazilian. But make sure that that's an area that you are taking care of. All right, enough on that. And I know some of you are probably shocked that I went there. But yes, you don't want to be the woman that's saying, oh, I don't even know what's going on down there. I don't pay attention. You should be paying attention, and you should be making sure that it's right. Okay. Other ways to tap into your femininity. I mentioned this in part two, I believe, last time. And I said flirting with men should bring out the woman and the feminine side in you. You should know how to smile and enjoy a man's company and be a companion to him for just those few minutes. It's called flirting, being friendly. And I know some of you are not comfortable with it and don't know how to do it, but that's why I have flirt nights and Flirting 101, where we teach you how to get more comfortable. So if you need to come out, definitely join us on a Friday night or a Saturday night where we will help you. We have flirt instructors that will give you some tips and who will walk you through what to do. So check out our calendar of events for flirt night. There's a flirt night page on my website at kikistrickland.com. Another thing that I do to feel more beautiful besides taking my bubble baths. I like to do things like bubble baths and massages. And I've never had a manicure, but I definitely do my own pedicures. Those things help me feel more girly. But also, I pick an anthem every now and then, a song about womanhood, and I play it every now and then. Sometimes it's I'm Every Woman. Right now, I think I like You're Beautiful. You're Beautiful, it's true. That one, I like to hear that because it actually gives me confidence and makes me feel like I am not only womanly, but beautiful and attractive. And you can find a song that will also put you into that mindset, that mind frame of being womanly. Whatever it is for you, play it when you feel led to. All right, so let me talk about the feminine energy before we wrap up here. And I did mention last time that recognizing that wanting and needing a man is okay. We are women and we want men and we need men. We don't need them in the sense that we used to. We can do everything for ourselves now, but we still need them. We need them in our lives, and we want them in our lives, and that is okay, and that's part of being a female. Some of you have resisted that thought now because you were hurt in the past. I'm not saying you don't have a legitimate, valid reason for feeling like you don't need a man and you don't want a man in your life, but it's because of a hurt. And really, you need to get past that. If you do want to be in a relationship and get married, you're going to have to drop that whole super independent woman thing. I don't need a man. I can live my life without men. Drop that, because that is not going to serve you well. You want to be married and you want to be a wife and a mother. You have to recognize it's okay to want and need a man in your life. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a good thing. I think the Lord actually put that in us to need each other and to want each other. All right, so looking feminine is just the beginning. It's your energy and your essence and what you're exuding is what is felt from the man. And your energy is what really attracts a man. Your energy should be softer and lighter and freer and more open and inviting, happy, nurturing. These are the things that men are looking for in women, and this is what you should be giving off. And like I said, some of you have closed that part off of you on purpose. Or maybe sometimes it's even you haven't realized you've done that, but other people can see that you have. Your energy is not inviting at all. In fact, your energy is negative and masculine. You give off kind of a combative energy almost, where you're critical and you're judgmental, and men don't like it. Women don't really like it either. So you want to work on that. If you are just now realizing, you know, my energy is not happy and inviting and open, it's closed and critical and mean, then this is something that you want to change. John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, he said way back then, and I recommend you go back and read it. That was one of the first relationship books I ever read and got so much out of. He said that the man really is looking for the ability to make you, the woman, happy. His ability to make you happy is what keeps him coming back to you. If you are not happy, if he feels like he can't make you happy, if he doesn't have the ability to make you happy, then you're not the one for him. If you are exuding or demonstrating a displeased air or unresponsive energy towards him, he's not going to keep coming back. They want to feel like they have the ability to please you, and that's why they like to take us out. They like to open our doors for us. They like to treat us well and have us respond in a positive way to them and to show them that we're happy with them. Also, if the man is going to be the head, and most of you say you do want a man who can be the leader, who's going to be the head of the household, you need to be able to demonstrate that you can be the follower to his lead. And some of you really reject that. Some of you are like, I'm not following him anywhere. I'm not following any man. In fact, I'm going to be the head of the household. And that's why your relationships are not going to work, because men do want to be the head of the household. Unless you find a man who is operating only in his feminine energy, then maybe he'll be okay with the woman having the masculine energy and be willing to submit to you. Most men are going to want to be the leader. And most of us as females want a man who wants to lead. That means you have to be the follower. That means you have to show him that you will allow him to lead. And if he's trying to put you in the car and open the doors for you, you're supposed to let him. You smile and you say thank you and you get in the car. That is demonstrating a feminine energy and allowing him to treat you as a woman. Easy, right? You can do that. There's an article that I want you to read, and it's at the website thefemininewoman.com. And this article is called Surrendering to Masculine Energy. And it talks about the more feminine you are, the more masculinity you trigger in your man. It says if you want to experience powerful sexual drive, passion, aliveness, you're going to have to let go of your past hurts and the pains and the men that have hurt you or taken advantage of you. You're going to have to let go of your need to be in control, your need to be the strong one. You're going to have to let go of that. He's supposed to be the one carrying the strong energy and the protective nature. It also says that if you are with a man who is getting moody or intense or angry, you don't want to reciprocate that. Your feminine energy is totally opposite of that. And the feminine energy, the softer, quieter, even the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, be gentle where he's not. That is going to work in your favor. When the man is getting that way, when you keep your feminine energy level, then you will always be able to help him get back down to calmness. It talks about, it says, feel confident that the feminine energy can and always will be able to handle the masculine energy without matching its aggression or its anger. So our energy is supposed to be totally different than theirs. We're not supposed to be getting upset and getting all riled up like they are and yelling at them back like we're a man. Then it starts to turn into a shouty match, like two men yelling at each other. You never want to do that. You want to be the gentle, calm one, and that will bring him back down and calm him down. So anyway, read that article. Again, that's at thefemininewoman.com, and it's called Surrendering to Masculine Energy. So the last thing I want to say about this is being a woman, being feminine, is God-given. The Lord designed us. He fashioned us, as it says in the Bible. It says he formed Adam from the dust, but he fashioned us. I heard one pastor say that means like he built us, he molded us. We have a lot more curves and roundness to us where men are straight. Even little girls' bodies, you know, they're so cute. They're already softer and rounder than the little boy's body. And it's because she's going to grow into a lovely woman one day. So this is not even of our own choosing. This is something that we were born with. It's eight. But we can either choose to cover it up and squelch it, or we can celebrate it. We can glory in it and enhance it and dress it up. I love being a woman, and I hope you do too. The last thing that I want to point out is something else that John Gray said. He said, when men and women are able to respect and accept their differences, then love has a chance to blossom. Love that. So there will be more in my book on tapping into your femininity. That will be coming out this fall. I'm currently working on it. Stay tuned. It will be out in a few months. I hope this was helpful. Don't forget to join my Meeting or Keeping Mr. Right group or work with me one-on-one in my program by visiting KikiStrickland.com, and you will see all the different options that I offer. Come back next week for DWB. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.